You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's fucked.
Yeah, it is.
The Wire.
The Child Poverty Action Group has released their policy and three key asks for this election: free preschool education for every child, a warm, safe, dry home for every child, and good food for every child. I spoke to Executive Sarisa Divis about what the Action Group is pushing for in the lead up to the election. I started by asking why they've highlighted these three asks.
Yeah, Kaden, these are the three things that like everybody needs. So education, home and food are basic human needs, and for our children living in poverty, those are the things that we have encompassed. So we know that each ask is more than just one policy change. So we've actually had academic professors, you know, from the Uni of Auckland as well, across Aotearoa, basically researchers, senior policy analysts, and have sort of sent hundreds of hours researching and making recommendations. So there's actually 11 policy briefs that feed into those three key election asks, what we call, and those are going to change the landscape for a child living in poverty today. Yeah.
One of the key points is around housing. But you've highlighted that the data on child poverty and housing is missing. For example, I believe children living in unstable housing, like cars and motels, aren't counted in child poverty statistics. Why is this data missing, and why is it so important to collect?
Yeah, so data is really important to collect. The Child Poverty Action Group, we are focused on the research that supports the mahi of all the other community organisations out there doing food banks and providing emergency housing and things like that. And so, but collecting data and being able to then research that data and actually bring some recommendations around is so important. So the government did introduce the Child Poverty Reduction Act, and also we have child poverty reduction spokespeople for every political party in Parliament. So that's really good that we can then hold them accountable, but we need the statistics and the information to be collected, and the right statistics and information to be collected, so that we can actually do that analysis and then actually have those, then we can actually recommend on what needs to change in order to eliminate child poverty in New Zealand, basically. Yeah.
And you've used the research collected to essentially challenge political parties to meet the three asks. Do you feel like these issues are getting much airtime this election yet?
That's been an interesting one. So I've actually, as executive officer, reached out to the spokespeople for child poverty reduction for every political party. And I've been quite disappointed in the response from them. You know, I'm inviting them to our AGM events or to meet with the Child Poverty Action Group so that we can talk to them about child poverty. So, we're seeing that reluctance from the politicians to actually talk about it. But that's made us more determined. I think this is the time that we need to push, you know, that we can make changes, and there are things that we can do to eliminate child poverty. So we're encouraging everyone, I guess, that shares our kaupapa to join us to read up on the policy briefs, all this research that backs up the recommendations, share that information, and actually, you know, push this for an election, for the election.
What do you hope to see from political parties in the lead up to October?
Yeah, we hope to see that they actually do put children and children, the most vulnerable children, on the political agenda, and what they're going to do to eliminate child poverty. Because basically when all children and families succeed, then all of us win, you know, like, so we're hoping that they actually put their policies that are child-centred and talk about this.
The Child Poverty Action Group also has specific policy for Māori, Pasifika and children with disabilities. What is the unique differences with these marginalised groups when it comes to child poverty?
Yeah, so the policy briefs go into depth. So we do have a Māori child health policy brief, and we have a Pacific child health policy brief. And these briefs have been put together and authored by some top academics, you know. So they're the ones that put this information together, and they're showing exactly why Māori and Pacific communities and communities, you know, children with disabilities are being disadvantaged, and it is inequitable, and that we can actually put policies in place and systems that will actually change things for these communities, or all our communities.
And do you have any other messages for political parties, particularly National and Labor, who are hoping to form a new government in October?
Yeah, I think our message is actually to support the other organisations out there. So we're based sometimes in the City Mission and at LifeWise, and in there we can hear. So City Mission, for example, said that they used to give out 9,000 food parcels, and then this year they've been looking at 65,000 food parcels. So we're here to give that research to back up what these community organisations are saying. Child poverty is, and it should always be on the agenda until we eliminate it, and we're just calling for all, you know, a cross-party acknowledgement that child poverty is still an issue, and that they are going to do something about it. So we encourage all the political parties, but we're also encouraging every voter, you know, every student to get out and vote, because I know that the students themselves everyone's facing the cost of living increase, but students as well at the University of Auckland, for example, I used to work there, and that was an issue. So we're just encouraging everyone that supports this to put it out to the political parties, and also the political parties to listen and do something.
Kia ora, BFM listeners, make sure to vote in October. That was Sarita Devis on the Child Poverty Action Group's Election Asks.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.